you've made the playoffs in your first 2 years. Now the Texans are in a situation where they'll have a first-time NFL head coach and a young quarterback, maybe the number one pick. What advice would you have for a franchise in a similar situation, even though they are in the division?
Well, I know Coach has got a plan, and he'll stick to that plan and stick to the process. You know, we came in and we had an environment and a culture that we wanted to create, and obviously we had, you know, the number one pick overall and got Andrew and started to build everything around him. And as you know, we lost a lot of pieces. You know, we had new head coach, rookie GM, rookie head coach, rookie quarterback, all those things. But, you know, we stuck to our plan and never wavered from that. So Coach will have a great plan in place, I'm sure, and get that thing going.
What about the future for the Colts? What are you looking to improve at?
Well, you know what? We really haven't had a chance because of this, Mark, to go back and dive into ourselves and do our self scouts. And when we get back from this event, we'll start to dissect every aspect of our program, top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams, what we're doing in the weight room, the training room. We're going to get a ton of guys back on offense. You know, we lost five starters, a couple running backs, a starting guard, Dwayne Allen, and certainly Reggie Wayne. So we're going to get all those guys back. We had a piece here or there. We've got to deal with free agency. We got the draft coming up, some things to look at on defense. So we got our hands full and a full plate and a lot of things to look at.
All right, one more quick one. You and I were together at the University of Miami, sort of together. I was doing their games.
Right.
You were coaching the defensive backfield and eventually defensive coordinator. But why do you think so many of those players from that era have survived so long in the NFL? So many guys with long careers. I know Reggie's going to come back for you. Andre Johnson's with the Texans and so forth.
You know, I just think the expectations that those players put on each other down there, the work ethic, their passion for football. They were all gym rat guys. They loved competing. They loved playing. And they learned early in their careers what it took to be champions, to be number one. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, I left in 2000 with Butch, you know, and we were 11-1 that year, obviously, and were second in the country. And then they went on to win, I think, 34 or 35 straight, mm-hmm. you know, under Larry Coker. And so I think just from a work ethic standpoint, they came into the league and they understood, okay, what it took early on to be a pro. And they never deviated from that.
Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck.
You got it. Thanks, Mark.